When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, August 18th. I know you're thinking, it's the middle of the summer. I don't want to think about my financial stuff. And maybe you should. Maybe this is the time where you have the space to do it. Maybe finally things start to feel a little bit more normal in your life. If you have a financial question, if there's something going on that is bugging you, or you just need help resolving, send us a note. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. That's what Gabriel did. From DC, we're talking about life insurance. Yeah, life insurance in August. Sorry, but that's where we are.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So I am turning 30 this year, and I'm switching careers after teaching for 7 years, and I'm starting law school in the fall.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been married within the past year, and I am planning to start a family in about another year.
Okay.
And I know I should be getting life insurance.
You sure? Wait a second. Let's go back for a second.
Sure.
You know you should be getting life insurance because why? Because if something were to happen to you, your wife wouldn't be able to pay the bills? Or like, tell me the situation. Is she working?
She's working. She's also a teacher. Actually, in D.C., we get paid pretty well, especially if you're high performing. So she makes about $120,000 a year.
Awesome.
And so, I mean, my question is really, I know we're going to start a family. Mm. I'm taking on some debt, and I don't want to leave her in a lurch if something happens.
Okay, makes sense. That makes sense to me. So talk to me about law school. When you say taking on some debt, how much are you taking on?
Yeah, so over the 3 years, it's going to be about $175,000 in loans. If everything works out, I plan to be a public service lawyer. And as long as the public service loan forgiveness plan works, the law school I'm at is going to help pay my loan payments each month, that after 10 years, most of that debt should just be forgiven. So that's the goal and the hope. But obviously, we've got to see how that
works
out.
All right, but that makes sense to me. All right, so right now, through your wife's employment in the school system, is she entitled or have a certain baseline of coverage for herself in terms of life insurance?
She does. She has something like salary plus something.
Okay. And she does not purchase anything beyond that. In other words,
no.
She doesn't. There, some employers say, well, if you would like to, you can buy 5 times your salary. But she doesn't do that.
We don't have that. And honestly, even though I had the same options, it's not something that I purchased up to this point because mm-hmm. I didn't have any dependents or necessary beneficiaries.
Yep.
So I think there are potentially some higher options than what she currently has, but I'm not sure what those are.
All right. So I think getting some insurance right now makes a ton of sense for you. You probably will end up getting a better deal because you're young and you're healthy. And if you're both young and healthy, there's kind of no reason not to do it right now. Mark, what was the name of that insurance company? Oh, yeah. So, Mark, we had a guest on the podcast a while back, and Mark kind of fell in love with the guy. Anyway, Mark bought a $1 million term life insurance policy. Was it a 20-year? 30-year. So Mark got a 30-year term life insurance policy, and you can get up to $1 million, and it's totally easy to do. So the name of the company is Haven Life. You may have a couple of other choices, and I would get the million just because, you know what? You're going to need it. You're going to be making real money. You're going to have needs. Like you said, you're going to have kids. So if you get $1 million today, even if that's slightly more than you need, you'll be happy and it's cheap. You might as well do it. So what I would do is I would do two things. I would go check that out. You can also see through your wife. Sometimes unions have separate deals with insurance companies, although, you know, they're not always the best deal. Don't let anyone sell you anything more than a 30-year term life insurance policy. If you each bought $1 million of coverage right now and you have a few kids and you got some debt and you buy a house, all of those things, you'd be pretty much covered. So I would get it now. I wouldn't wait because, frankly, it's cheap. And, you know, unfortunately, bad things can happen at any time, even though it's highly unlikely that you will ever need this policy. So that's easy to do. And certainly, when the transaction is kind of a frictionless one, it's one that I'm always happy to do, even if I throw away a couple of years worth of, you know, oh, I could have gotten this great benefit at work 3 years from now. Who knows where you're going to be? Just have your own. It's easy. It's yours.
Cool.
Make sense?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. If you've got a life insurance or any other insurance question, don't be afraid. Just send us your questions. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. And if you are on the website, JillOnMoney.com, don't forget to check out all of the rich content that's there. You can listen to old shows. You can watch TV segments. But the resource section is really great. And Mark keeps that up to date all the time. So check it out, JillOnMoney.com. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today. It will make that person feel good. And you know what? It's going to make you feel good. It really will. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.